morning, sharing God's word with you and worshiping with you. And you know, this is the first my first time here this year. So I'd like to wish all of you a happy new year. Trust that you had a good start of the new year. And I thought this morning I want to start off this new year with this message. It's called Joining the Harvest. Joining the Harvest. Again, I'd like us to turn to Matthew chapter 9, reading from verse 35 to 38. And this is a passage that Jesus was looking at the crowd, and he was moved with compassion. And so let me read Matthew 9, reading from verse 35 to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest fields." Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for your word. We again are reminded that the harvest is ripe and the workers are few. And as we begin this new year, we pray that this will become a reminder for us for the rest of this year, that the purpose of our existence as a church is to send our workers to the harvest field, because the harvest is ripe and white. And so we commit this morning's sermon and word into your hands and pray that you will speak to us in a very deep and personal way. In Jesus' name, amen. I like to, again, remind us that, you know, the real reason why we gather as a church every Sunday, it's not because, you know, it's traditional. It's because we have to come to church. But I think the reason is because God wants us to come so that we will encourage each other as a body, right? To do what? Not to sit around, sing a couple of songs, and then, you know, fellowship, and then go home. But it's to, again, remind us that our purpose of existence as a church is to reach out to the world. That's why we're given the Great Commission. And if you know Matthew 28, right? Matthew 28 talks about, right, all the powers and authorities are given to us that we go into the world and preach the gospel. And that's the purpose why we are here. And I believe your leadership here, a reason you have a church in this community is to reach out to the community and beyond. And sometimes we get caught up, right? We get caught up with our lives. We get caught up with, you know, our business of life, you know, with our career, perhaps, you know, with our family, studies, whatever you are involved in. And then we forget the very purpose why we exist. And so this morning, it's a good reminder for us that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And so we are to join in this harvest. And so Jesus said here, if you read in Matthew 9:35, it says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages. You know, Jesus, you know, could have just sat at home, right? Why not? He could just stay at home in the comfort of its whatever his home is, and then live his life, you know, as a carpenter. I don't know what he did, you know, beyond that. He could have done that. But no, he was called. He knew that his purpose of his coming to this world